Honda's recalling 200,000 ATVs. New reports say 11 were killed in the 1980 hostage rescue attempt. A mysterious breed of sea squirt is spreading on both coasts. Taser International stock has plummeted to $7 from $35. A woman in the Bronx was bitten by a rabid raccoon yesterday. Phyllis Diller injured her head and neck after falling out of bed. Two protesters were arrested at the Nevada test site today. The Pope died? I didn't know he was sick. Chinatown police officer James Kim was arrested yesterday after he found his girlfriend with another man, flew into a jealous rage, and hit his rival with a frying pan. The current war will cost taxpayers one-third of $1 trillion. I said, one-third of $1 trillion. That's right, a third of a trillion. John D. Negroponte is a dirty, rotten scoundrel. Hello, I'm DJ Michael Brew, and this is my 39-minute podcast for the week of Earth Day 2005. No, this is not Drew and Dawn. I am not Adam Curry and .NET may rock, but not here. You are listening to File System Check the Corporate Media. Welcome to another Prime Anarchist production in conjunction with Activist Times Intentional. And like I always tell you, the revolution is brewing in small batches. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it. I'm gonna nonviolently overthrow these powers that should not be. And now, here's yours truly, DJ Microbrew, with 39 minutes of file checking, hacking, deleting, yupper, cut and pasting the corporate media. Hello, and welcome to a new weekly presentation from Activist Time Zine and Prime Anarchist Productions. But next up...
And it's our way of life that's killing the planet.
But first...
You know, we drive too much. We spend too much money. We consume too much.
And now for something completely different.
Follow me to www.texscene.com. TEXTSCENE.com. I'm going to find you the newest ATI zine. But I'll also tell you about some other nifty new ones, too. Let's see, there's Capital of Nasty... Yolk, and the brand new ASCII Love, Chronic, and Jats, number 13, and Bacchus Monk. God, I feel like that lady in the other romper room when we were little kids, remember? I see Marco, and Susie, and Benny, and Adam, Brianna, and Jasmine, and Polly, and Polly, too. At any rate, these are a few of my favorite zines. They should be some of yours, too, if you know what's good for you. So here's what's new from Activist Time Zine. Issue number 428. I'll just scroll up and down a little. A quote from Ted Nugent. Remember the Alamo, shoot 'em. To show you how radical I am, I want carjackers dead. I want rapists dead. I want burglars dead. I want child molesters dead. I want the bad guys dead. No court case, no parole, no early release. I want them dead. Get a gun and when they attack you, shoot 'em. That was Ted Nugent, April 16, 2005, in Houston, Texas. Can I call him an asshole without, like, having him want to shoot me or something? Anyways, that was the introductory quote for the zine last Saturday or so. The next issue will be coming out on the full moon. Hint, hint, hint. All right, we got publisher's notes, numbers run, letters to the editor. Some guy named Fnord writes in, "Hey Marco, do we really only get two more popes before the Antichrist destroys Rome while killing the false prophet?"
Is this thing on?
And then he says that Malachi is really scaring him. Wow. Okay, there's spam, spam, another spam. A letter from the Muse. There's no Sifido. In case you're wondering what Sifido stands for, sitting in front of Dahmer's old house. Literally, the publisher of Activist Time Zine sits in front of Dahmer's old house. Jeffrey Dahmer,
the
in case you're
military
wondering.
Doesn't go and recruit down the street at Columbia University. They come to City College.
Writes an essay,
that's
kinda,
where they,
if you can call
they
it
see
that.
That there's a student body
all
that...
Right.
They're hoping we'll be more desperate.
La, 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 la. Hey, 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 it's ATI. Now, a brief historical look back at people throwing pies. David Horowitz, William Crystal, Pat Buchanan, although Buchanan was salad and not pie per se. Follow the links when you get over to the zine. Look for Activist Times
the
Zine.
The 2-year-old war in
you
Iraq
can just Google that and you'll get
over
all kinds
1,500 U.S.
crapola.
Service members dead and military recruiters are stepping up their game
and
after steadily missing their
my look at this
goals.
Zine.
But the
well, right there. I was going to read a poem, but you'll have to get to it.
Counterrecruiter.net is a new
there were
shout-outs
to DJ
Scoffany,
Gary Ashbeck, Anisha Mills, Carl Franklin, Jeremy Scahill. songs to listen to while gallying up that zine, Nukex by La Tigra, Atari by Lucky Boys Confusion, Electro Funk Mix by DJ Protesta.
Of those trying to suck young
check out the homepage, www.thepentagon.com/primeanarchist. All right, now, just so you know, FSCK, the corporate media, is a presentation of ATI Zine, along with Prime Anarchist Productions.
You know, there's something brewing
here. This podcast
really
will be broadcast
is,
and, on a webcast with a once-a-week deadline, and our goal will always be to keep it under 39 minutes, so you can put two shows on a disc and hand it to someone who doesn't have internet. If we go long, please edit us from the bottom up, the way news should be. Don't hate the media. FSCK, the corporate media.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
New developments on the Paola Punditry beat. A report released by the Department of Education says the agency did not get its $250,000 worth of positive publicity from conservative commentator Armstrong Williams when it hired him to promote the No Child Left Behind program. But the report does not give the full story. Although members of the president's staff were involved in the Williams case, the White House refused to let Education Department investigators question them for this report. Meanwhile, as government-produced video news releases continue to circulate, the FCC steps in to assert jurisdiction over their use. In an April 13th notice, the agency reminded TV stations that if they use VNRs, they must clearly identify them and, quote, "We will take appropriate enforcement action against entities that do not comply with these rules," end quote. The prevalence of public relations material in local TV news is surprisingly large. A survey of local TV news directors on their use of video news releases found nearly 60% say they've used VNRs, but only 10% clearly identified them for what they were. Today, less than half the news material on local television is produced locally. Now there's news of companies paying for product placement in contexts that resemble interviews. The Wall Street Journal just published a multi-part investigative report on the practice of magazine editors, especially those working for technology or consumer products-focused publications, renting themselves out for TV product endorsements. Such punditry has been used to plug products by Apple, Energizer, HP, Kodak, Mattel, Microsoft, Radio Shack, Sony, and Walmart, among many others, on local and national morning TV news talk programs like Good Morning America and The Today Show. Companies pay between $12,000 and $15,000 per plug. Both ABC and NBC deny knowing that these particular pundits were being paid, although NBC counts one of them as a member of The Today Show staff.
Even though he pioneered the daytime TV talk show format, it's been 2 years since Phil Donahue's been on air on a regular basis. He spent close to 30 years in syndication before taking a break. A comeback stint on MSNBC was cut short in 2003 because he opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq and allowed anti-war guests to speak their minds, even though Donahue was MSNBC's highest-rated program. Donahue is now engaged in the movement for media reform, and he wishes the format he pioneered would help lead the way. His syndicated program was popular for the forum it gave to the members of his studio audience, a component of the program Donahue says he initially overlooked.
After about four or five shows, I realized that during the commercials, they were asking better questions than the host. So it wasn't some genius vision that moved us. You know, I just one day jumped out of the chair and ran out in the audience. Clearly, we never would have become the Donahue Show syndicated nationally without the audience.
In today's world of TV talk, the audience has been effectively marginalized in exchange for what public relations professionals call message consistency. Because his MSNBC program did not fit that mold, Donahue says the show was never really secure in its time slot. He thinks that's a shame, because there's no better time for healthy debate than in a time of war. And a lack of debate promotes dangerous thought conformity.
That is the reality of millions and millions of Americans today. Shut up and sing. It's amazing. We've sent millions of young men and women to war, many of whom have died on foreign battlefields, to preserve and protect our way of life. At the center of that way of life is the right to dissent. If we don't use it, we're wasting their courage and their blood and their pain.
Phil Donahue will be one of the featured speakers at a conference on media consolidation and its effects on democratic discourse. The conference takes place May 10th and 11th on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and is free and open to everyone.
And now, here's a Media Minutes Fast Fact. According to a major study from Columbia University's Project for Excellence in Journalism, opinion permeates today's news. And nowhere is this more prevalent than on Fox News. Of all the news coverage Fox gave the war and occupation of Iraq last year, nearly three-quarters of it included the personal opinions of Fox anchors and reporters. This is compared to just 2% of CNN reports that contained opinions from the same period, although CNN is the least transparent about the sources it uses for stories. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
And that was the newest Media Minutes. And next up, a few Wisconsin-ish snippets from Bad Cop No Donut out of Toronto. And don't forget, I'm DJ Microbrew.
A police officer in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, is under investigation after he emailed an inappropriate photograph to several students from the high school where he also worked as a coach. WISC reports that after the photograph was sent, a search of the home of the officer netted computers, pornography records, and other documents. The officer, Ron Gratz, has been suspended from both of his jobs and is currently the focus of three separate investigations, two by different police jurisdictions and one by the school where he worked as a coach. A panel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has recommended that disciplinary action be taken against 13 police officers who were involved in a severe beating at a party at the home of an officer last October. The Associated Press is reporting that of the 13, the 10 who were not on duty at the time of the beating will be fired, while the three that were on duty will be disciplined but not fired. The 13 who are all unnamed for the time being are facing a total of 79 potential charges. Three Milwaukee officers are already facing felony charges in the beating and have already been fired from their jobs. The victim, who was black, had gone to a party at the home of a white police officer. He was accused of stealing a badge belonging to an officer and then brutally beaten by a gang of white officers. The man spent several days in a hospital after the beating, recovering from his injuries.
Thomas's brand is not the same. They give bagels a bad name.
I won't bear your corporate logo like whip scars across my back. I won't be branded with no barcode. I'll resist and I'll fight back, because I've seen numbers like that before, tattooed indelibly in black. And if you think there is a difference between the corporate brand you wear and the pink triangles and yellow stars that millions killed were forced to bear, just ask the millions of brown people working in prison camps to make those styly brand new sneakers just what they think's at stake. So you can plug your ears and shut your eyes and spend with all your might pretending that everything's all right. And while you try to buy your way to freedom, I'll be fighting the good fight. Because the only path to freedom is to stand up and unite. And I know I can't be free until everyone has rights.
And in music news, Felipe Rose, remember him? I'll give you a clue. YMCA, Village People. Well, he won a Native American Music Award this year. NAMI for Shizzle. The 7th annual Native American Music Awards were celebrated at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe, Hotel and Casino, where 800 people filled an intimate venue called The Club. Lightfoot took Artist of the Year. My friends Blackfire got duo slash band, good on them. Mickey Free took another one. He's done that a couple years in a row. And so did Walela. Lastly, Felipe Rose took Songwriter of the Year for his Red Hawk Woman. Congrats! And as I'm sure you know, the NAMIs were held here in Milwaukee a couple years ago. And they will never be here again because the Summerfest people tried to rip them off too much. I won't go into too much detail to avoid that. You know, those silly slander laws around here. Cat Stevens finally won his libel case against a whole pile of British newspapers. In case you didn't know, in Britain, burden of proof is on the suspect. So, with libel and slander laws, you are guilty until proven innocent. I'm honestly not sure which system is more abusive to poor people, but I definitely know Britain's the worst to middle class and rich. So look out, watch your back, and your pocketbook. Google the Black Spot Sneaker. Spelled as sounds, Black Spot Sneaker. That's some music news you're going to really dig. And if you're curious about a Norwegian anti-Bush song being censored, try going to the site news.madinsanity.com. Again, spelled as sound, M-A-D-I-N-S-A-N-I-T-Y. Brace yourself for a mind-bending journey. And you thought we lived under free speech. Yeah, notes from the underground, Theodore. Word to your mother. And now for the Wayland Word of the Week. I'm powering up my old 400 megahertz machine. It's got Microsoft Office. And it's really the only machine that I'll use that software on. Good coffee. So, listen up. You'll hear background noises while we wait for this. And while it is powering up, I'll tell you. Hold on, I gotta go to the dual boot. This just in from His Holiness, the Pope Hefe, the First and Second, a guide to colored smokes. You ready for this? White smoke means a new pope has been chosen. Black smoke means still thinking. Blue smoke means it's going to be a while. Someone should probably tell the media to go home. Red smoke means we don't know. What do you think? Purple smoke means eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Polka dot smoke means just messing with your heads. Green smoke means Oscar picks have been made. And a yellow smoke, you see that, it means total deadlock. Please send in a photogenic homeless man for immediate elevation. Pink smoke, still no resolution. Moving to phase four, winner take all. It's a Yahtzee tournament. Pinstripe smoke, new starting lineup for the Yanks chosen. Not that Steinbrenner would trust the Cardinals. Everyone knows God is a Red Sox fan. It's why the Sox must undergo redemptive suffering before they triumph. And mauve smoke? Fuck it. Now don't listen to this part. I'm typing my password. Oh, okay. Earlier you heard that fake Microsoft sound. The more organic one. Now you're in the background, you're hearing the sanctioned one, the ordained one, the legitimate one. While I'm still waiting for this 400 megahertz machine to boot up, I'll give you this bulletin. Upcoming in and near Milwaukee, May 1st is May Day, of course. There's a parade from the UWM campus over to Cathedral Square and picnics to check out all over town. One's over by the historical Bayview Massacre. Details are not quite there, so look around for flyers. Robert Blake's playing in River West on May 2nd and then again at Anopa Brewery on the 4th. Don't try to catch him here in Milwaukee on the 3rd. He'll be in Madison. I think each of these gigs are $5 to get in, suggested donation type thing. May 6th, I'm warming up Ann Feeney and David Rovics at Puddler's Hall, also near the Bayview Massacre. They'll be playing on a small PA system provided by the illustrious Eric Blowtorch. I'll be playing busker style while you walk in and walk around and go to tabling and all that jazz. Be sure to check that out. If you need more details, try www.myspace.com/Marco. Or you can try davidrovics.com or annfeeney.com. That's Ann with two N's and one E. Okay, got the old 400 megahertz powered up, ready to go. Can't you hear that overclock? Wow! All right, what I'm looking for is a document. Should give you old DOS lessons, huh? How to search in DOS. Actually, no, we're using Windows 2000 here, but... I think it's doc. If it's RTF, I'm screwed. Ew, Word 2000 Microsoft Office. Enjoy. All right. I'll be bringing you snippets from this document week by week, but I'm going to give you the intro, and then we'll scroll down a little and find one and then nuke it. This is the Hosshead Companion, a guide to the musical works of Waylon Jennings. If you're looking for specific session information, you're directed to consult John L. Smith's excellent book, The Waylon Jennings Discography. What this is, more or less, is a listing of all Waylon singles and albums offered for commercial sale. Although the emphasis is on U.S. commercial releases, promotional issues and import releases that differ from their U.S. counterparts, or in some cases not released in the U.S. are listed. Bootleg or illegitimate releases will not be listed here. Another thing missing is pricing information. With the emergence of online auction services such as eBay, prices for any given item can fluctuate wildly. What may sell for 50 one week may sell for 5 the next. If a price guide is added later, it will be based mostly on eBay activity. Okay, this, by the way, is a document fast becoming a book by a friend of mine named Patrick. Really, really cool. Should we look up something in 12 inches and 7 inches? EPs? LPs? I'll just give you the orange and tan. How's that? Orange label, used from 1968 to 1975 on stereo reissues of Folk Country through Only the Greatest and original pressings of Jewels through Waylon the Ramblin' Man, as well as some original West Coast pressings of Dreamin' My Dreams. The tan label, most likely used as a transitional label, as it was only used from mid-75 till late 1976. Original East Coast and later West Coast pressings of Dreamin' My Dreams, Wanted, The Outlaws, Macintosh and TJ, and Are You Ready for the Country were the only albums that originally appeared on this. Hey, Are You Ready for the... You know what just occurred to me? He should sue the NFL. Once a year, they'd be giving him a pretty penny. All right, interestingly, RCA used this label for its 1978 reissue of This Time. By this time, RCA was using a newer style black label. It's worth noting that RCA used this label on reissue albums by other artists as well. The most likely explanation is that RCA discovered a stock of tan labels in a warehouse. And rather than scrap them and waste money, since RCA's existing label printing blocks could easily be used on both new and old label styles, they used them on selected reissues until depletion. Let's scroll all the way toward the bottom and see what we got down here. We got footnotes, we got table of contents type index type stuff, and we got a mouse that doesn't scroll very well. Alright, now, this is what I'm all about. Alphabetical glossary type stuff. Haha, acetate, a recording intended for technical evaluation purposes only. Name is derived from the material used to make the disc. See also test pressing. Bootleg, an unauthorized issue of material not otherwise available for retail sale. As a rule, bootlegs are more desirable than counterfeit recordings due to the fact that many bootlegs contain material found nowhere else. Multi-track recording, a recording having multiple, synchronous, but discrete information tracks used for the preparation of a master recording. Hint, hint, hint. Remember Stereo 8 cartridge. We'll let you go there.
And today, the president closed the nation's last remaining submarine base at Groton, Connecticut. When asked why he had made the startling decision, the president responded, "Those funny little black ships just keep sinking anyway."
Okay. So if you like podcasts, here are some others you should really love. Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere Show, Late Night with Mr. X, Media Minutes from my old friend Wankster G. Mugglebutt, Slave Revolt Radio, Middle Management Lobotomy, FutureWorldFunk.be, The Shortwave Report, of course, there's Bad Cop No Donut out of Toronto, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Party Town Radio, Blast Furnace Radio, Anto the Ontologist, Houston Independent Media, have I forgotten anyone? Betcha, Under the Pavement out of England. Why did I type in Toronto into my script here? Let's see now. ENGLAND. I can't forget Mondays at pwop.com, Fat Beats Pirate Radio. That's PHAT for you spelling enthusiasts. Oh, WSQT, Squatter Radio in D.C., Media Geek. And don't you forget about us, DJ Microbrew at WFSCK, FileSys Check-In, the corporate media. You can get this modcast, podcast, broadcast, modcast at radio.indiemedia.org, radioforall.net, new program, Microbrew, Future World Funk, myspace.com. You can get them there on a regular basis, or also, if you really, 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 really are brave, get it at flag.blacken.net/ATI/FTCM. Point your aggregator to keywords Marco, FSCK, Fuck the Corporate Media, or Flibberty Gibbets. We'll take you out with some of Ride the Fence by Boots Riley. And lastly, what should I say? Silence is the most important part of music. Almost as important as noise.
Maybe I'll bring in somebody to talk a little bit more about environmentally what's going to go down.
Later.
If all these fences get completed.
I've learned a lot. I mean, I knew that it was an environmental detriment, but since I've been connected with these environmental organizations, I've learned a lot about exactly what it's going to do, and it's just horrendous.
Yeah. So on all these multiple fronts, like, it's a bad idea, folks.
Yep.
Freaking triple fence, real ID, all of it.
Bad.
Muy mal. Yeah. So, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And for definitely just getting out there and doing something.
No problem.
I need more people just taking that initiative. So, yay, I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs. Right now it's called Ride the Fence by The Coup. It's going to be followed by 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO. They're pretty connected, I think. So hold on just a second.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta get off the phone. I'm anti-serious, anti-drug, anti-gun, shit won't bust, anti-corporate, anti-my ethnic, anti-sorting them, anti-depressing, but I'm not pro-poverty, I'm pro-vocative, and pro-stopping them FBI operatives, who pro-sectional the black man pound, and hand you a sentence that you can't pronounce. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911 marks the anti-Christ, they anti-social point M6C. Proletary, funkadelic, parliamentarian, pro-revolt, in the 21st century, and pro-running up in Congress saying fuck it all, but bring the people with you, that's the protocol, it's been a drupal like jailbreak, the whole world is anti-United Snakes, so check it out, anticipate the antivenom, and move your antibody to this revolution rhythm, we gon' be fucking with them, pro-union, but most lost they bite, anti-motherfuckers crossing a strike, take a look around and be for or against, but you can't do shit if you riding a fence, change shit by riding the